From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President appreciates the victory of the Indonesian football national team in the 2023 SEA Games. Criminal Investigation Agency or Bareskrim of Indonesian Police or Polri have uncovered 406 human trafficking cases since 2020. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo gave his appreciation to the under-22 Indonesian national team players who won gold medals in the 2023 SEA Games football match in Cambodia. The president considered this to be the result of the hard work of all parties involved.
Selamat kepada seluruh pemain, pelatih, official semuanya.
Congratulations to all players, coaches, officials, all. This is thank you to the years of continuous work, the competition, then going to the training camp. I think it's very good.
Training camp, kemudian saya kira ini sangat bagus.
Terus Pak.
President Joko Widodo also revealed that he was very happy because Indonesia successfully defeated the Thai team. According to the head of state, the national team has a winning mentality. Director of General Crimes, Criminal Investigation Agency or Bareskrim at the National Police or Polri, Brigadier General Juhandani Raharjo Putro said the Indonesian police had uncovered 406 cases of human trafficking since 2020. In a statement on Tuesday in Jakarta, he said that out of that number, more than 1,000 Indonesian citizens were victims and more than 500 suspects had been arrested.
Gimana kalau kita melihat dalam upaya penegakan hukum kurang lebih sampai dari tahun 2020 sampai dengan saat ini kita sudah mengungkap 406 perkara. Gimana?
If we look at law enforcement efforts, more or less from 2020 until now, we have uncovered 406 cases with around 1,390 suspects that we have secured. Some have now been sentenced, while 519 others are still investigated. This is our special concern for people. We're not going to play around with this case.
Terutama bahwa kita tidak akan main-main tentang penanganan TPPU.
According to Juhandani, the Indonesian police will also continue to work closely with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Manpower to investigate human trafficking cases, because the police believe there are still other suspects implicated in the case. He also emphasized the Indonesian government would move quickly to immediately deal with human trafficking, especially those involving Indonesian citizens. The last national news comes from Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who has encouraged food company PT Ajinomoto Indonesia to participate in efforts to realize Indonesia's vision of becoming a global halal food producer. Amin asked the Japanese company to support micro, small, and medium enterprises in running their businesses by using local ingredients from Mojokerto, Central Java, and Karawang areas, West Java, where their factories are located. According to Amin, Ajinomoto can empower local businesses by letting the community in Mojokerto help supply its needs. Now we move to the international news. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Wednesday a Quad summit would not proceed in Sydney next week without US President Joe Biden, who postponed his trip because of debt ceiling negotiations in Washington. Albanese said the leaders of Australia, the United States, India, and Japan will instead meet at the G7 in Japan this weekend after Biden canceled a trip to Sydney and also have included a visit to Papua New Guinea. The Quad itself is an informal group that promotes an open Indo-Pacific. Saudi Arabia's cabinet on Tuesday welcomed the leaders of Arab League member states participating in the 32nd summit, which will be held in the kingdom on Friday. During the weekly cabinet meeting headed by King Salman in Jeddah, the government said the kingdom's hosting of the summit emanates from its keenness to sustain joint cooperation at all levels. Reviewing the initiative to resolve the crisis in Sudan, the ministers reiterated Saudi Arabia's commitment to continue its efforts until security and stability are restored in Sudan and its people. Next, we have Singapore and South Africa on Tuesday signed Memorandum of Understanding or MOU to collaborate on areas like information and communication technology and skills development. According to the Singapore's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the MOU on information and communication technology will pursue cooperation in that space, including the exchange of best practices and furthering collaboration in existing and new or emerging aspects. The MOU on skills development will enhance Singapore's cooperation with South Africa in skills development, including areas like governance and education. We end the news with a Chinese fishing vessel with 39 crew members on board has capsized in the Indian Ocean, and President Xi Jinping has ordered that all efforts be made to search for survivors. State media reported on Wednesday. The distant water fishing vessel Lu Peng Yuan Yu 028, owned by Peng Lai Jinglu Fishery Co. Ltd., based in Shandong Province, capsized early on Tuesday. The 39 people on board, 17 Chinese crew members, 17 Indonesians, and 5 from the Philippines were missing. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener commentary for today has a topic: Indonesia's achievements in the 2023 SEA Games for the 2024 Olympics. The Indonesian national football team beat Thailand for gold medal at the 2023 SEA Games. The victory over Thailand with a score of 5-2 in the final at the National Olympic Stadium Phnom Penh, Cambodia on Tuesday ended the wait of Indonesia for 32 years. Previously, Indonesian football team won gold medal when it appeared at the 1991 SEA Games in Manila. At the time, Indonesia successfully beat Thailand with a score of 4-3. Throughout Indonesia's participation in the SEA Games since 1977, Indonesian football team won gold medal for the first time at the 1987 SEA Games in Jakarta. The gold medal from football was the final medal for the red and white contingent at the 32nd Southeast Asian Games, which was held in Cambodia from 5th until 11th May 2023. Indonesia won 86 gold, 81 silver, and 111 bronze medals, placing Indonesia in third place after Vietnam and Thailand. The medals exceeded the target requested by President Joko Widodo, namely 69 gold medals. Football has always been a favorite match in any sporting event. It also doesn't feel like an exaggeration if the attention for the Indonesian team is so great. Even for the victory of the football national team, President Jokowi specifically congratulated the team. In his Twitter account, President Jokowi wrote, "Finally, the Garuda Muda team presented a gold medal in football from the 2023 SEA Games, the end of a wait for 32 years. Congratulations, young Garuda." Meanwhile, the record of achievement in other team sport at the SEA Games event is no less a source of pride for the Indonesian nation. Like the gold grabbed by indoor hockey team, it was noted that it has ended Malaysia's dominance so far. Likewise, with the women's basketball national team, who made history by winning the first gold during their participation in the biennial Southeast Asian Games. The best result by becoming the overall champion are also presented from other sports such as martial art, e-sport, weightlifting, wushu, and tennis and bicycle racing. It is hoped that the brilliant achievements of Indonesian athletes will also be inscribed in the 2024 Olympics. Indonesia has decided to participate in 13 sports at the 2024 Olympics, including badminton, weightlifting, cycling, martial arts, and wushu. Hopefully, the good achievements in the SEA Games as the overall champion in this sport will be a strong motivation to present gold for Indonesia at the 2024 Olympics. Of course, this hope cannot be borne by athletes and coaches alone. It takes hard work from many parties involved. Greater attention from stakeholders, sponsors, and the public must continue to be given. Thank you, the Indonesian athletes who have fought in the 2023 SEA Games. Keep exercising to the athletes who will compete in the 2024 Olympics. Well, listener, that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back.
This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 17, 1949 about Proclamation Day of Kalimantan, an island in Indonesia. May 17, 1949 is known as Kalimantan Proclamation Day. This event is a proclamation stating that Kalimantan is an integral part of the Republic of Indonesia. The Kalimantan Proclamation was read by the Governor of the Indonesian Navy, Division 4, Kalimantan Defense, Lieutenant Colonel Hasan Basri. This proclamation was a form of reaction to the Linggarjati Agreement, which stated that only the island of Java was the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. Moving on to World Telecommunication Day. World Telecommunication Day was celebrated for the first time on May 17, 1969. May 17 was taken from the date of signing of the first International Telegraph Convention and the founding of the International Telecommunication Union in 1865 in Geneva, Switzerland. Now, International Telecommunication Union is a UN special agency in charge of matters relating to information and communication technology, with its members covering 193 countries. We end today in history with May 17 about National Book Day. National Book Day was set on May 17, 2002 by the Indonesian Minister of National Education at that time, Abdul Malik Fajar. May 17 was chosen because on that date, the Indonesian Publishers Association was established in 1950. And in 1980, the National Library of the Republic of Indonesia was established. Commemoration of the National Book Day aims to encourage reading interest and increase Indonesia's literacy rate. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. I'm not afraid to die.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Monday inaugurated 68 Kampung Bahari Nusantara or National Maritime Villages simultaneously from Untung Jawa Island, Thousand Islands. Kampung Bahari Nusantara is one of the programs of Indonesian Navy to raise the maritime potential of coastal areas in the country. In his remarks, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said the Kampung Bahari Nusantara program, assisted by the Indonesian Navy, is very important and in line with the government's commitment to solving various poverty problems in the coastal villages, with almost 75,000 villages and 88% of Indonesian territory. Life quality and welfare improvement of rural communities is a determining indicator of successful national development. That's why the government of Indonesia pays serious attention to the development of villages and rural areas, including those in the coasts, small islands, and outermost islands. According to Ma'ruf Amin, the number of coastal villages in the country is more than 12,000, with most being under extreme poverty. Based on 2021 data, of the total extreme poverty rate in the country, around 12% are coastal communities. Ma'ruf Amin said, the abundant maritime potential has not been able to overcome social and economic vulnerabilities of coastal village communities. So he said, the second longest coastline in the world, followed by the second largest fishery production in the world, is a story of pride and irony, because coastal communities are not yet prosperous. The Kampung Bahari Nusantara or National Maritime Villages Program has 6 clusters, namely Defense Cluster, Economic Cluster, Educational Cluster, Health Cluster, and Tourism Cluster. The Defense Cluster has the mission of empowering coastal communities as a supporting component of national defense. The Economic Cluster aims to improve people's welfare and economy through empowering micro, small, and medium enterprises. Meanwhile, Education Cluster has a mission to increase the knowledge and insight of communities on technologies and national values. While the Health Cluster is about counseling and socialization of a culture of healthy living through improving services at village health center and maternity clinics. Lastly, the Tourism Cluster aims to empower villages to become sustainable marine tourism destinations.
Berani untuk menyapamu, takut tahu kau mengarah padaku, dan kau katakan padaku kau merasa kan adanya sesuatu, dan bolehkah aku inginku untuk mengenalmu, ku tersenyum mengiyakan maumu, dan kau meminta tanganku. Sejak saat itu kau dan aku sama, selamanya kau dan aku satu. Setiap kau ada di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Kau membuatku seakan lupa waktu, dan saatku berdua hanya bersamamu. Takkan mau melepasmu dariku, dan kau selamanya denganku. Oh, sejak hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listeners, Al-Ala Mosque, or better known as Sipitung Mosque, is located on the shores of Marunda Pulau Beach Cilincing Village, North Jakarta. In the Jakarta Encyclopedia book, it is stated that at this mosque, Pitung spent a lot of time praying, studying religion, self-defense as a child, and hiding from dark soldiers. The architecture is reminiscent of the Demak Mosque model, but it is on a smaller scale. The joglo-shaped roof is supported by four round and short pillars like chest legs. The mihrab that fits the size of the body protrudes into the wall is to the right of pulpit. Unlike other old mosques, the unique things about this mosque is that it has a ceiling 2 meters high from the inner floor. It is not known who the founder of the Al-Ala Mosque was. According to one of the administrators of the mosque, namely Haji Atid, the local people named this mosque as the Mosque of the Unseen. From here the story tell, it was stated that in the process of making it long ago, this mosque was built in just one day and one night. Meanwhile, based on the research conducted by the Jakarta Antiquities Service in 1980, this mosque is estimated to have been built on June 22, 1527. This date is believed to be Jakarta's anniversary. According to history, at the time Fatahillah and his troops from Demak Cirebon came to expel the Portuguese from Sunda Kelapa, he built a mosque as a place of worship as well as a concentration of troops. Fatahillah and his troops then succeeded in seizing Sunda Kelapa and establishing Jayakarta. The architecture of this mosque contains four cultural elements, namely Java, Europe, China, and Betawi. The Al-Ala Mosque was intentionally built magnificently in a mixed style because at that time Marunda was a city as well as an economic center. During the Dutch East Indies era, this mosque became a center of dakwah that gave birth to fighters. The Al-Ala Mosque was also a fortress for the fighters at the time. In 1884, Mount Krakatau erupted and caused a tsunami that swept from Sunda Kelapa to Marunda. However, the Al-Ala Mosque is believed to be untouched, even though the area around it was destroyed by the wave. Based on old people's stories, the tsunami wave split when they arrived at the Al-Ala Mosque so that the wave didn't damage the building. That's Indonesian wonder.
Meski dalam kelabu, namun ku lelah harus mencintaimu. Bila kau seorang bintang dalam hatiku, mengapa terang malam tanpa dirimu? Bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sinar perlahan. Biarkan hati pilih hari bahagia. Meskipun kini kita tak lagi kita, bukan cinta bila kita harus berpura-pura. Ini jelas bukan cinta. Tiada lagi kata buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Buat apa mencinta tanpa ada rasa. Tiada lagi kata kita bisa menangis tanpa air mata. Lepaskan genggaman jari cinta yang padam. Sedih yang datang akan sinar perlahan.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di hotel, which means at the hotel. So stay tuned. We're going to present a conversation entitled Sambil Menunggu, which means while waiting. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a hotel receptionist. Chris tells the receptionist that he will have lunch while waiting for his room to be prepared. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kamar Bapak sedang disiapkan. Kunci kamarnya bisa diambil kira-kira setengah jam lagi.
Baik. Saya akan makan siang di restoran sambil menunggu kamar disiapkan.
Silahkan.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, which means I. Akan makan siang, which means we'll have lunch. Di restoran, which means at the restaurant. Sambil, which means while. Menunggu, which means waiting. Kamar disiapkan, which means the room to be prepared. Saya akan makan siang di restoran sambil menunggu kamar disiapkan. Saya akan makan siang di restoran sambil menunggu kamar disiapkan, which means I will have lunch while waiting for the room to be prepared. Kunci, which means key. Kamar, which means room. Bisa diambil, which means can be taken. Setengah jam, which means half an hour. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya akan makan siang di restoran sambil menunggu kamar disiapkan. Saya akan makan siang di restoran sambil menunggu kamar disiapkan. Which means, I will have lunch while waiting for the room to be prepared. In the sentence, there is a conjunction, sambil, which means while. It is used to mark two activities that someone does at the same time. The word sambil, which means while, is placed between two activities that Chris does at the same time, namely makan siang di restoran, which means lunch at the restaurant, and menunggu kamar disiapkan, which means wait for the room to be prepared. So it becomes, saya akan makan siang di restoran sambil menunggu kamar disiapkan, which means I will have lunch while waiting for the room to be prepared. Besides between two activities, the conjunction sambil, which means while, can be used in the beginning of a statement. Let's listen to the other examples to state two activities that are done at the same time. Sambil menonton televisi, dia minum teh. Sambil menonton televisi, dia minum teh, which means while watching TV, he is drinking tea. Sambil mengedit video, dia mendengarkan musik. Sambil mengedit video, dia mendengarkan musik, which means while editing video, he is listening to music. In Indonesia, there are some ways to state time unit. For example, mohon menunggu setengah jam, kami akan siapkan kamar. Mohon menunggu setengah jam, kami akan siapkan kamar. Which means, please wait for half an hour, we will prepare the room. Setengah jam, which means half an hour, means the same as 30 menit, which means 30 minutes. Another time unit is seperempat jam, which means quarter hour, means the same as 15 menit, which means 15 minutes. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamar Bapak sedang disiapkan. Kunci kamarnya bisa diambil kira-kira setengah jam lagi.
Baik. Saya akan makan siang di restoran sambil menunggu kamar disiapkan.
Silahkan.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia.
Selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voynews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Madura, East Java, entitled Gai Bintang. Gai Bintang is a traditional language of Madura that means taking a star. The song Gai Bintang tells about dream high as stars, but the effort to reach it is not optimal. The lyric mentions there is someone who reached stars by using janur kuning or woven yellow coconut leaves. Finally, he cannot get stars, he only gets the moon. Well, listener, here is the song Gai Bintang by Rafita Sandi. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.